offensive line's done for you this year, kind of the protection you're getting?
Yeah, I think the offensive line has done a tremendous job. Regardless of who's been in the game, because there's been some injuries, you know, those guys battle. I think they do a tremendous job. I think we have a very physical, tough offensive line. And all those guys work extremely hard every single week to be successful. So I love playing behind those guys, and I think they're a hell of an offensive line.
If you were to evaluate your work through the first 8 games, what would you say?
Wow. I think there's been some good spots, and I think there's obviously been some bad spots. But I think the thing that's encouraging is I feel like I'm getting better every single week, and I feel like this football team's getting better every single week. So there's plenty of room for improvement, but fortunately we still have 8 more games.
What's been your? You said there's been a lot of good spots. What's been your highlight of the season so far?
I think just the 5 wins. I think anytime you're able to win a football game in the National Football League, it's a great deal. And fortunately, we've been able to win 5. You know, we've only played 8, and we've put ourselves in a good position going forward for the second half of the season.
What are some things you'd like to focus on here going forward on your game?
Yeah, specifically, I would like to find a way to get this offense into the end zone more often. I think our defense is playing great football. I think our special teams is doing a good job, and for the most part, the offense is as well. We just need to find a way to get into the end zone more often, and it starts with me. I need to play better, especially in the red area, and that's something that I'm going to put a great focus on moving forward.
You talked about ball security and things like that. Some thoughts there.
Yeah, no doubt. I think playing quarterback, there's a couple areas that you need to have great focus. One of those is what I just touched on, you know, scoring touchdowns. And so that's where, you know, a large part of my focus is going to be getting this offense into the end zone more often. And then the second one is protecting the football. And obviously, you know, the more turnovers you have, you're going to put your football team in a bad position, and you're going to put your team in a tough position to win the football game. So, down the second half of the season, these last 8 games, I'm going to do everything I can to clean up the turnovers and get this offense into the end zone more often.
How much better do you feel right now than you did, say, when you first took the field for the Texans in that opener?
I guess I'm like a little...
How much more comfortable are you? How much do you know the offense better?
Yeah, okay. I think week one I felt very comfortable, to be honest with you. Every single week I felt comfortable. I think... You know, Coach Godsey and the rest of the staff, they do a tremendous job of putting together great game plans for us to go out there and execute on Sunday. But certainly there's nothing that can replace game experience and game reps. So to answer your question, yeah, I'm definitely more comfortable than I was week one. But I've been comfortable with what we're trying to do offensively for the entire season.
Brock, I asked you about the pick yesterday. You said you didn't know. You'd have to take a look at it. Did you think it was a 50-50 ball and you would fit in there?
And still, even after seeing it, it's hard to give you an exact answer. You know, it was one of those deals where, you know, the Lions were playing a man-to-man defense. You know, I have Hopkins out there one-on-one. He's a tremendous talent. And whenever I have DeAndre one-on-one, I'm going to try to give him the football, especially in the position that we were in. You know, we were, I believe the score was 14-0 at the time. You know, we're trying to get another touchdown right before the half, and then we get the ball back to start the third quarter. So, you know, there was a big emphasis to get into the end zone. And, you know, I had DeAndre one-on-one. You know, at the end of the day, I made a poor throw. You know, next time I'm in that situation, maybe I just throw it away. You know, and live to play another down. And at the same token, you know, we had a field goal in our back pocket. And so, you know, that's kind of that fine line. Do you take a chance with, you know, a tremendous receiver like DeAndre one-on-one before the half, or do you throw it away and just kick the field goal? And that's something that, you know, I'll talk to Coach Godsey about today, and we'll hammer it out. And, you know, in the future, I'll be better.
As tough as some of those road games have been, what does it mean to you that y'all were able to take care of business at home and enter the bye with a great record?
It means a lot. I think it says a lot about this football team that, you know, regardless of, you know, what's happened the previous week or what's going on, you know, outside of this building, we've been able to come back home, rally together and play a great game and get wins at home. So, you know, just to be 5-3 going into the bye, 2-0 in our division, which is really the most important thing, You know, this football team is obviously very happy with that, but at the same time, we're not satisfied. You know, we want to be better. We're striving to be better. And when we come back from the bye week, that's what we'll be working for.
Rock, is it easier said than done to – I know you said you try not to pay attention to the noise.
Yeah.
People who think they can crawl inside your brain and how you're feeling and what you're thinking. Is it easier said than done to just let it – like water off a duck's back, to ignore it? Like one report out there said you lost your confidence. You know, some kind of nonsense.
I heard about that. You know, and once again, I don't know where those comments come from. You know, to me, it really is actually pretty easy to block out the outside noise because, you know, I don't look at social media. I don't really turn on the TV. There's no time for that during the week. You know, you're occupied with studying and things like that for the game. And at the end of the day, you know, I have great confidence in myself. I have great belief in myself. You know, I'm my own biggest critic, if you will. So when a game doesn't go how, you know, maybe I wanted it to or how this team wanted to, you know, I examine that film very hard. You know, I'm very hard on myself to improve, to learn, to get better. But as far as blocking out the outside noise, it's really actually not too difficult.
Will you allow yourself to actually get away from this? We've heard the crazy schedule you keep and all this stuff. Are you going to allow yourself to take a little bit of a break here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think the bye week, it's very important not only to rest your body physically, but you need to rest mentally. And so I'm going to get as far as away from this game as I possibly can. And then, you know, as we get closer to Monday, pick up the iPad again and get ready for Jacksonville.